With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court allowing California to use a new voter-approved congressional map favorable to Democrats in the midterms, rejecting a last-ditch plea from state Republicans and the Trump administration. Now, the court had previously allowed Texas' Republican-friendly map to be used in 2026. Ryan Ruth, convicted of trying to assassinate Donald Trump, has been sentenced to life in prison. Major Josh Closser with the Martin County, Florida Sheriff's Office helped take Ruth into custody and says the life sentence is gratifying.
It is very satisfying to have the result that we had today. And that was really a combination of the hard work, starting with the Secret Service agent down there in Palm Beach County and the brave citizen from Palm Beach County and the efforts from the Martin County Sheriff's Office and all of our partners. The evidence technicians, the prosecutors, everybody involved in this case played a crucial role.
Sheriff John Budenseek says the judge was right when she cut off Ryan Ruth's rambling statement to tell him his plot was deliberate and evil.
The defendant tried to portray himself as a do-gooder, a victim, and I think Judge Cannon said it best. She says, the evil is in you, Mr. Ruth. The evil is in you. You are the one that we're trying to kill the President of the United States, former and then to be President of the United States. The evil is in you. And I think that kind of encapsulates all that was taking place here today.
Iran's foreign minister confirming that Tehran and Washington will hold nuclear talks in Oman beginning Friday. President Trump, meanwhile, sending a blunt warning to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He says the Iranian leader should be very worried. This is SRN News. A pro-life group making a huge investment.
Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America will spend $3.2 million to visit 500,000 homes in Iowa this year, hoping to convince residents to elect pro-lifers to office. House and Senate seats will be on the line in Iowa, as will the governor's office. SBA Pro-Life America says it will focus most of its efforts on people in Des Moines, Davenport, and Cedar Rapids, targeting those who are persuadable but often do not vote in midterm elections. Michael Harrington reporting.
Protestant denominations aren't the only religious groups facing internal fractures over liberalism. Pope Leo facing his first major crisis with traditionalist Catholics. Breakaway conservative group attached to the traditional Latin Mass, the Society of the Pius of the Tenth, announcing plans to consecrate new bishops without papal consent. The society has been a thorn in the side for more liberal Vatican. This is SRN News. The Winter Games underway in Italy.
The 2026 Winter Olympics have opened competition with the first curling matches in Cortina. A power outage moments after play began briefly halted the action on Wednesday night and delayed training for men's luge at the nearby sliding center. Fans at the curling center cheered when lights returned and play resumed. The mixed doubles curling tournament began two full days before the opening ceremony. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Baseball has lost one of its finest. Mickey Lolich, who earned three complete game wins for the Detroit Tigers in the 1968 World Series, has died. He was the last pitcher to achieve that feat in a single World Series. He led Detroit to the series title over the St. Louis Cardinals in seven games. Mickey Lolich, gone at 85. More details, srnnews.com.